It is this rare mental ability of yours of seeing the whole picture. The most amazing things happen when, Karen, you are invited to speak. People are fascinated by the depth, by the insights, but by the knowledge, by the experience that you have to share.
Magnificence is the boundless expanse of being, a liberation from limitation. It is the embodiment of authenticity, where you shed the shackles of self-doubt, shame, and imposter syndrome. Here, worthiness flourishes like a vibrant garden where you have the power to determine your actions, destinations, and your closest relationships. In the realm of magnificence, creative individuality takes center stage. Your greatness is acknowledged, celebrated, and nurtured. Gone are the days of mindless conformity or fitting in just to keep the peace. This show and your host, Patricia Lindner, are here to guide you as you align with your authentic design, leading the way to a life of purpose and fulfillment. Magnificence is not some unreachable peak or distant dream. It's inside you, waiting to shine brighter than you ever thought possible. Welcome to your magnificence.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Magnificence, the one and only empowerment podcast that strikes a match and shines the light on your magnificence and especially on the magnificence of my amazing guests. And today I have with me the amazing and magnificent Karen Timer. Hello and welcome to the show, Karen.
Hello, Patricia. Thank you for the warm welcoming and thank you for having me on your podcast today. This is exciting.
I am excited as well, and I can't wait to dive into the conversation. Before we do that, Karen, I would love to introduce you to the audience, just a little bit about who you are, and then we can talk about the details and the deep stuff in the conversation. So Karen is a freedom coach who is helping her clients to find more freedom in the movement of the body, their physical health, and their career. Through her conscious breathwork sessions, and I experienced one, she helps people reduce stress, reduce pain, connect to the breath, gain a sharpened focus, improve their respiratory function, and enhance their spiritual as well as psychological growth. I want to talk about that because I was so impressed. And so if I left out anything that you are all about, please, please tell me, Karen, is there anything that I missed out on?
I think you pretty much said it all. I mean, I do many different things, but one of the things I do is I help people build confidence and trust in themselves as well. Yeah. As everything else you mentioned. So yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. And, you know, the interesting thing, and I share about your magnificence also through the lens of human design. And I was really amazed by something that I saw in your chart when I prepared for our conversation, because it goes hand in hand with what I experienced in your breathwork session. And I think that is amazing because I can share firsthand what it did to me, and you can share how you came across breathwork. And maybe, and I never did that before, maybe if you allow me to, I would love to start with your chart and go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be great because that's a refresher for me too from when you did my chart. So thank you.
I most of the time don't talk about the general things. And as you said, we had a reading together. So I thought it would be amazing to focus on some specifics, and just for those who just get to know human design or never saw a human design chart before, there are some general bits and pieces of information, and I need to always figure out what do I bring forth, what do I share, what do I focus on in this short amount of time that we have together. And so I dove into your channels, and you can see the channels and some of the channels. Channels are those lines between centers. And for anyone who is not so experienced in human design, the centers, like the triangle or the square or the circle, they stand for an energetic center with deeper information about the person, about people in general, and then in specific, when it comes to a specific chart. And I looked into the channel 952, which is down there. And I hope that you and the audience can see that well. It connects the root. This is the square at the bottom of the body graph, and the sacral, because I found it really outstanding. And I think I never talked about that before. Maybe that's why I was drawn to it. It is the channel of concentration.
Mm.
And yes, so it is the channel of concentration, which is a design of determination. Okay. And what it says, just in on a surface level, not in in the depth that I could share about it, it is all about using your focus in order to improve and make a difference in people's life. And so I thought that is so, so accurate, because I need to share that I never, ever had a breathwork session before. And I was a bit even nervous to do that. And what I experienced was a Karen. I was so focused, bringing a focused energy to the session. And that is what this is all about, bringing focus to groups, bringing focus to anyone you work with, because you radiate this energy of concentration and focus so that the world around you, the people around you, they totally feel this presence of someone who is focused, and that helps them with their focus. And so I need to say that's what it did for me.
Which is pretty funny, because growing up, I struggled with focus. So it's funny, it's interesting to listen to you saying all this about me, because I'm like, wow, I've really come a long way. Because before, if people were to label me, they'd totally call me ADD or ADHD or something, right? Because I didn't know how to focus.
Yeah.
And I've worked a lot on that. So that's awesome that that's what you're seeing and what you're picking up. And I feel the same. Like, I feel like I have been able to focus a lot better than I used to. So it's interesting you're bringing that up and all around the human design. So very cool.
And the interesting thing, now that you mention it, and I need to share that for everyone who has this channel, or even the gate that comes from the root. The root, so the bottom center, is something that you can imagine as a center of energy that is pulsating. And it could stop sending all the information for a while. That could be for an hour, that could be for half a day, that could be maybe for even days or longer. And when this takes place, which is like a natural rhythm of pulsation, then you could feel like, I can't focus, I can't concentrate on the work. That is just for any gate that is connected to the root. And maybe this is when you experienced phases of not being that focused or not being so concentrated. And the secret in that is just seeing things really positively. You know that you have this channel. You know that you are gifting focus to people around you. And when you are not in this phase of being concentrated or focused, then just take a day off, go out into nature, withdraw, relax, replenish. Just acceptance is the key to that.
And it's giving ourselves permission.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're having a day, like you said, if you're having a day where nothing, like everything, it's just nothing's going right, then, or maybe it is going right, to find what right is, right? However, then it's like, okay, maybe I just need to surrender and just take a day for myself, right? Or for yourself, whoever that is, right? Because it's important to do that. And we're so taught you know, at a very young age that we have to, if we're not busy, we're lazy. Right. And I know that's where that comes from, right? So that's what I believe anyway.
I think that is such an important message you share. So even for anyone who does not have this root connection to focus, I think that is an invitation to freedom. And that's what you're all about. It is an invitation to really honor the natural cycles, the emotions, just the way it goes. Maybe this is like a movement up and down and waves, and this is life, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, as we're talking, since we're on the topic of focus, define what focus is.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what is focus? What's focus to you? It could be different for me to, you know, different to other people in the audience, right? Focus could be like, can I pay attention for 5 minutes or 5 seconds? That can be focus, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. What is focus?
Right. I love that. And that brings me back to your amazing breathwork session. And I need to share. And that is, it's such an honor that I had a breathwork session with you, that I experienced breathwork, and that I need to share. And I sent you a message that since the day you did breathwork with me, I try to continuously do breathwork on my own and maybe take some more sessions with you, because I guess and I bet there are varieties that you can do and variations of breathwork for whatever you need it. What it does to me, it is really enhancing my capacity to breathe. It helps me reduce the stress level, and it moves me. And that was, I really would love to hear from you all about breathwork, because for me, something strange happened. Doing breathwork takes me just, let's say, after 10, 15 minutes into a state that I never experienced before. That is a bit scary. But then when you let go of control and trust that you are safe, then it opens up my inner eye to, I'd say it's like a kaleidoscope of images, and it feels like me floating through the universe. And I don't know what this is all about. And so you are the specialist, you are the expert. I would love to invite you to talk about breathwork, how you experience it, why you started it, and what is the strange thing that is going on with me that I really love.
Well, I think in life, you know, we've been so programmed growing up, right? And, you know, we take on other people's beliefs of way life should be, right? However, when we start going on a journey of, for me, it was in 2018 when I'm going on a healing journey after having had cancer and going through divorce and all this, right? And we start bringing pieces of ourselves back to us. The more we go on this journey, it's like, let's find out who we truly are. Because we really, most people don't even know who they are, right? I'm still learning who I am, right? And what breathwork does, like I got introduced to it when I went to a retreat and doing plant medicine. There was a gentleman there who did breathwork. And I was, the first time I did it, I was kind of like, I don't know if I trust this. This is weird. This is like stirring up stuff that I don't really like, that I've buried a long time. However, you know, the facilitator, Giovanni, was like, just breathe, just calm, like bring down your breath, right? Like you're safe, reminding me I'm safe, right? Because we get into this state of not feeling safe and we don't even know what that is, right? So I was like, okay. However, for me, I learned that I saw people release trauma. I saw people like heavy duty trauma. I saw people let go of things that were keeping them stuck. Addiction. I've seen people heal addiction and, you know, in different sessions that I've been in. So the first time I did it, it made me a little bit nervous because, again, it's trusting and it's letting go of control. I've been in control my entire life, right? Because it keeps you safe. So as time went on, I just started learning how to trust in myself, how to trust in the process, how to trust to let go of things that aren't serving me anymore, that are keeping me stuck. And what breathwork does is it taps into that deeper emotion that we bury so much, right? When people say, I'm fine. Really? No, what you've done is you buried that emotion deep in your gut. Welcome to digestive issues, right? So, as, like I mentioned as before, like just as time went on, I just really, it helped me learn how to trust in myself, learn how to trust in the process, build confidence, you know? And then I thought, well, why am I just doing this for me? Why not take a course in this and become a breathwork facilitator so I can help others let go of their past and hold a safe space for them to allow them and give them permission to do that as well and then have them. So, and breath, everything is breath, right? Because when you're feeling anxiety or stressed out, your brain's not thinking of like, oh, I've got to do this and got to do that. And your body on a physiological way is not thinking, I got to digest, I got to heal. It's going, I'm being chased by a bear, I got to run. However, if we pause for a second and just do some slow breathing, we calm down the nervous system, then we're able to think again and also help our body. That's the short version.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just when I listen to you saying that everything is breath, I realized that for me, and this is like a vulnerable and honest share, it is much easier for me to breathe in and hold breath, just breathing in. But it is really hard to entirely breathe out, let go.
And control.
And this is the hardest, where anxiety or a loss of control sets in. It's like, oh, what's going on with my body? That is so strange. And you never, ever experience that in everyday life, because oftentimes breathing is shallow. There is no focus, to be back at the focus topic. And so I so much appreciate that you introduced me to this breathwork magic. I want to call it magic. And I don't know if you ever experienced things like I said, like seeing pictures like a kaleidoscope of geometric figures just floating through my inner vision.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing with breath, right? Because you can get visions. I mean, I remember, you know, I went through a lot with my dad when I was a kid. And, you know, I had a vision one time. I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but apparently it's meant to come up, right? Like him and I butted heads a lot growing up. And then I had to learn, well, look at how his life was growing up. It wasn't so great, right? However, and then I had a vision of him and his dad walking when he was a little boy.
Yeah.
And I was like, and just walking down the street and just happy. And I was like, interesting. Like, why am I picking up on that? Because we carry lineage stuff.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's that I could definitely talk more about, but
me as well. Interesting.
Yeah. Like, it was just interesting. Like, all that, look at this, right? I'm just having a vision of that. I get lots of visions or colors or shapes. I don't always know what it means, but it's just like, wow, this is really cool.
No, it is. It is. Everyone should try it out and should connect with you to be introduced to this amazing work. And so it sounds strange to call it work. For me, it is healing, it is activating, it is letting go, it is expansion. It is amazing. So I could really create an ad around that, a commercial on breathwork, because I'm so impressed. And I bet everyone can see that and can hear that. You talked about your past a little bit, and that is when something came to my mind that I want to share about your chart that I haven't shared with you before.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Learning about me. You know, it's important to learn, like, where we come from, what, who are we, right?
Yeah. And for you especially, that is relevant because you have this other channel down here.
Okay.
1858. I don't want to talk about the channel, maybe a little bit about the channel. It is the channel of judgment. You could call it the channel of judgment. When someone really wants to... or has this tendency to be a perfectionist when it comes to their own life, but also to improving other people's stuff. So that is meant with judgment. It is really seeing mistakes or wanting to improve to make it perfect. That is what the whole channel is about. And as you see, 18, and that's what I really want to focus on, is up here as this number in your conscious sun. And what that means, why this is so important, the conscious sun sign bears a lot of information that is relevant for your life, that really weighs a lot. And gate 18 is for someone who is here to complete the childhood, to really go into the past and figure out what can I let go of. That's just like, what am I here for? Courageously uncover wounds from the past and let go of old messages, of old modeling, to really figure out who you are. That is just really specific to you. And having this integrity, knowing who you are, so that no judgment from the outside can touch you personally. And also having the knowingness that you never ever need to walk that path alone, because people will be there to accompany you, should it be in a group, like you said, with plant medicine, to uncover maybe old stuff that now can go, or someone to have your back, or someone to just go with you through all that. And I find it really fascinating that this is your conscious sun gate 18 as something that really is going back into the past and healing the past. And I don't wonder, because I know that you might want to agree to that, but I would love to know, how does all of that really ring true for you, and how does this influence the work you do?
Wow. Yeah, you've hit the nail on. That's exactly it. And it's interesting you brought up. What did you say about perfection?
So it is okay. Someone, so when you look at the whole channel, it is someone that is, and that sounds so negative. You can everything see like black and white, but we are not here to see it black and white. Right. Right or wrong, true or false. It is like this channel of judgment makes you want to improve past stories, makes you want to improve everything that you do, makes you judge yourself, because there is this perfectionist tendency in someone with this channel and this gate 18.
Got it. When you ask for help with your guides, with your angels, with your team, it's amazing what shows up in your world. The answers are there all the time. So it's interesting that you brought up that, because in the last few weeks, I've been in a funk, right? And generally, I don't get in a funk for very long. It's kind of like, okay, here's my lesson, and then what do I need to do? Move on. And I have my own tools to help me release it, or I have people to help me, right? This one was like a good 2-3 weeks where I was just like down in the dumps, and I'm just like it just felt like a lot of work to just come back to me. But I also allowed myself to go through whatever I was going through. And I was outside one day, the other day, and I was going for a walk. And I just like, okay, Karen, like I talk to little Karen all the time, right? Hey, Karen, you know, what's going on and stuff. And then, you know, I went through whatever I need to go through, had some tears, and I'm like, okay, what do I need? And then I heard this little voice that said, you don't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
And it just, something switched in me where I was like, oh my God, I was being in that perfectionism, the judgment, all that. And I was like, What? I don't have to be perfect anymore. So it was interesting how that came up for me. And then this morning I was listening to something around tapping, and it just, everything is just lining up exactly what I needed, because I'm asking for help and it's showing me, right? So it was interesting you brought up that, because I was like, huh, okay. It makes sense. It all makes sense.
it always makes sense. And it is such a good example that I'm going to record a session with just me talking about magnificence. And I just feel this is such a great example of magnificence, because you just could go down the road and say, oh yeah, perfectionist, judgment, negativity. But you can always look at it from different perspective, from different angles. You can talk to your inner child as you do. And then there is this message, you don't need to be perfect. That is just, you can change everything. You always can decide anew. And I think that is knowing yourself and choosing what is in alignment with you, with your sanity, with your health, with your maybe inner and outer freedom. So I don't know how you see that, but I feel like this is such a good example that there is no good or bad in a chart, in a life. It is just a point of view.
Yeah. And it's interesting. And I want to share this one thing, because this is, again, like, you know, you have to go through things to get, always know there's a gem on the other side, right? Like, you don't have to live in misery. We really don't, right? And, you know, it's like, okay, I know what this feeling of feeling crappy feels like, right? Like living in that survival, living in this, oh, when's this going to happen? And when's that going to happen? And this is the life I want. But this is, you're being shown of scarcity, right? So for me, this was part of what I was going through of like, okay, I know what this feels like. I know this feeling really well of feeling like crap around certain financial things and stuff like that, right? And then all of a sudden I was just, when I went through the perfectionism, I was like, okay, so I know what this feels like living in survival. What does it feel like to live in, well, abundance, thriving, freedom? What does that feel like? And I was like going, I actually don't know. So I've been the last few days, because this is all recent, that I'm like, okay, well, what would it feel like? And I'm starting to get little pieces of that. And I'm just like, ah, this is what it feels like. So I'm excited to see what happens next, right? And I'll go to a breath work and release that. But yeah, so it was just, I just wanted to share that because, okay, we know what this feels like, whatever that is for you and who's ever watching, to, well, what's the opposite? What would feeling good feel like? What would it feel like to not have pain? What would it feel like to be emotionally free and financially free and all that?
I love that you are asking questions, because I feel like this is part of just being on this continuous journey of development, asking good questions. And you ask the question, oh yeah, now I know what it feels like feeling crappy. And who doesn't?
Yeah, we're humans having human experiences.
Yeah, and it is just a lie to show up and say everything is just always light and love and everything is perfect for me. That is nonsense. We always have something that shows up that might let us feel like crappy or stuck or how could I continue? And then asking the question, well, I'm really curious what that looks like, and ask for what else is possible, because there is so much more that we can experience and so much more that can happen. And I love this openness of yours.
Yeah. Yeah. It's taken time to learn this. These are little tools. And this is what I teach people in my programs too, right? So it's like how to get that awareness, have some tools for when you do get in that funk. And breath work allows you to let that go, right? It's all about letting go of things that doesn't serve you anymore. Next, letting go. There's reasons why we have emotions and all that, right? So, yeah.
You touched upon the work you do for other people. So I'm really curious, what does your work look like? What do you do for people? What kind of services do you offer? How do you guide them? And where do you guide them to?
I help people find their magnificence.
Exactly.
I'm looking at behind you. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So no, what I do is I help people guide them through breath work, through coaching, to help find their purpose and build confidence and trust in this process, and to also be aware of what I call the monkey mind that will take you on a trip and how to what this actually all means, right? So that's what I help coach people on. It's just more about awareness, getting rid of those limiting beliefs, believing in themselves, and enjoying life, finding that joy again.
Yeah. So when you said I help people reach or discover their magnificence, and now you described it in detail, I feel like we really do a very similar work in our very individual way. So we are on the same path in a very different way, but with the similar goal or the same goal of letting people shine and get to know what else is possible for them and who they really are at the core of all of that. And I just have a question that I asked myself this morning. It's not a question, but I want to throw it into the conversation. I am on this constant journey of developing myself and my business and everything. And I just asked myself, maybe there is this kind of plan, because it feels, and I want to ask if this is true for you and if you have some things to share about that. I just caught myself, as my background is being teacher and teacher's trainer, and I really studied psychology in depth and teaching others and dealing with teenagers. So I was the one who had high school kids at school, and I really loved that. And then when I stopped doing that and started my business and did all the 1,000 apprenticeships that I did, I felt like, no, that was this phase in time where I was working with kids, and now I'm into a different phase. Now, what I see is universe keeps calling me into kind of like kids and teenagers, school work at a very different level. But it is as if things were falling into place, that everything that I experienced, everything that I have gone through, everything that I learned can be applied right here, right now, for the service of others and to make an impact. And you said something, and I don't recall it. We want to push things and we want to figure out, what does this look like? What is the next step? Now for me, and that was just, it dawned on me this morning, it's like, I don't need to push anything anywhere, because it is as if it comes around and it just takes me and it invites me. And I don't know if this is what you experienced as well.
Yes, I'm learning to, again, it's about surrendering, right? Surrender all my burdens to up there, right? And put me in front of the people where I can be of service and where I can, you know, where I need to go next. And it really is surrendering. And that is not that, I feel like it's getting a little easier, because I've only started working on surrendering in the last, like really surrendering in the last few months. So it's challenging, right? And I do this thing that I've just started, because I heard this today about, you know, saying to yourself, here's a question. What would life look like if, and then fill in the blank. What would life look like if I don't know, whatever, if I could go traveling, if I could go shopping, if I could buy whatever I want, if I could treat my friends, whatever, right? Like, what would life look like if, dot, dot, dot. So yeah, same thing. Like, it's just around, and then welcome it in, right? Be aware of the signs.
I like it. I like it. And so this,
I like that one.
Yeah, that's just this little gem that everyone can practice who is listening to our conversation. I totally appreciate you sharing that. I want to share your chart once again, because something came up in the conversation.
How fun.
So 3, 5, 10 things. So that is my manifesting generator monkey mind. I don't know what to talk about first because I want to talk about everything. I want to cover everything. But what really stands out again, you said it's surrender. And when you said it's about surrendering to life, then, and today this is really all about channels. I want to talk about channel 1762. It is not the channel of surrender. It connects the thinking mind with the throat, with manifesting things. And at first sight, it does not look like it has to do with surrendering. It's the channel of acceptance, though. And this is so, wow, spot on what you just said. And we did not talk about what I'm going to say in this show. It is this rare mental ability of yours of seeing the whole picture, this bigger picture, without getting bogged down by details. So you need facts before you speak, but you are not bogged down by details. You see this big picture. And now it comes. The most amazing things happen when, Karen, you are invited to speak, because then people are fascinated by the depth, by the insights, but by the knowledge, by the experience that you have to share. And this is so important when you have this channel, and maybe it's in general very important to show up and to wait until you can react to something, especially for a generator. And that's like really surrendering and accepting and trusting this flow, and this really shows up here. And there is one thing about that. That's what they say about the channel. When you try to put pressure on you speaking in front of people, you spreading the word about something, you initiating things, then that could really turn out to be a physical problem. And I'm going to share it in a while. It's about the eyes. And I wonder what you have to say about this. When you are in the flow and trust that people invite you and that they want to hear you and that they want to hear your message, that's fine. When you pressure it, it could be that you have an issue with the eyesight on the right side. That's what is said about this channel. So I wonder about everything that you have to bring to the table.
I don't know about that, right? Like, yeah, like I'm thinking over my own eyes. I mean, normally I wear glasses, but yeah, I don't know. I actually don't, like, yeah, I'm not sure how to respond to that. What's the question again? So it's like when we surrender.
And you pretty much said that you are all about surrendering to life and surrendering to possibilities and opportunities and just not putting pressure onto anything. And that's why I thought about this channel of acceptance. Maybe it is about you telling us about the experiences that you make. And I can, so maybe it is easier to say that I am impressed by what you have to share. Because whenever I say something, you have an interesting story and you package it up with so much wisdom and experience and knowledge and this invitation to really tap into this world of yours. So I am impressed by what you have to share, and this is what this channel is about. So maybe it's not about the putting pressure and the eyesight part. That's just a side information.
Yeah, and sometimes that's just, you know, what are you not seeing, right? Or what do you need to see, right? It's something I have to think about, right? And yeah, it's I think it's about accepting where we are, but that doesn't mean we have to be in this same space forever.
Yeah.
and giving ourselves permission. I wish I could. I wish I had my notes from this morning when I listened to this another podcast, because it was amazing. It just like it was everything I needed to hear today, right? And just like wait, what you know what like we don't. Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's about, like I say, surrendering, accepting where we are and give ourselves permission to have whatever it is that we want. I don't know if that even answers that question at all. However, this is where I'm at right now, right? Just going through that, accepting where I'm at.
Absolutely. And so
we move forward, right? And I don't know, like maybe that does have to do with eyesight, where it's just seeing where we're at, mm-hmm. accepting it, and then what is it that we're not seeing, and go out and just do the thing. And I don't know.
I like it. And we don't know if this
is stop me the question.
Yeah.
That's okay. You gave me something to think about in a different way.
Never. And so what I also see in the chart, as you talked about phases of maybe, yeah, feeling stuck or not really enjoying life so much. So for you, it is so important to really know your value. That is what I just can say from looking at your chart and not questioning that you are amazing, not questioning that you, just in the way that you are magnificent, that you are bringing forth your special magnificence to make an impact in the world and to really invite people into your space, because your special flavor is so needed. And that's when I really want to ask you, is there anything that comes to your mind that you want to share, like a hidden gem, like anything that you heard in the podcast this morning, anything from your experiences with plant medicine, breathwork, relationships, whatever you feel like you need to share right now, I would love to invite you to do that and add some value to anyone who's listening to the show.
Sure. Oh my gosh, I feel that could be a whole other podcast. However, I think if I could give a tip, is just remember that what your thoughts are not true, right? And our brain, our monkey mind likes to tell a story. And most of those stories aren't true, believe it or not. That took me a while to wrap my head around. Invest in yourself because you're worth it, right? We can't figure out this journey. Okay, I'm giving you more than just one tip. We can't figure this out on our own because we have a world that we believe is true. It's just about changing up perception. It's like there's another way of thinking about things. And what I teach my clients is that when you wake up in the morning, because we can change these thoughts at any time, right? Here's one thing that you could do at home is just when you wake up in the morning, just pay attention to what thoughts are going on in your head. Are they happy thoughts? Or are they beating yourself up, or are you racing? Like just bring awareness to it. And if you don't like the way you're thinking, just change it. Just all of a sudden, just look out the window, find one thing you're grateful for. I think gratitude is not used enough, right? And just think of one thing that you're grateful for. Find something that brings you that smile. It could be the sun shining. Maybe it's your child, maybe it's your husband or wife or whoever. You just find that one thing and just go into that happiness, even if it's for like 2 seconds, because this is breaking the pattern of that monkey mind taking you on a not so great journey.
Automatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And come back to breath. That's the other thing, right? So
I like it.
I hope that tip helps anyway. That really worked a lot for me because I could go to bed at night and be in a great mood and wake up and be in the most foulest mood. And I'm like, what, where did I go? Right? What happened? Did I go traveling off somewhere?
You just caught me. I was thinking about thoughts that I sometimes have in the morning and then they won't go away. So I think that is a great tip when you consciously pay attention to that and when you shift it and change it and work with gratitude or just look for another focus. Now we are back to the focus word.
And just ask yourself, do I want to think like this all day long?
No.
If it's yes, well, then have fun with it. And if it's a no, well, then have change it.
We could really wake up having the most amazing, magnificent thoughts.
Yeah.
Then we go for that. Of course.
Yeah, I like this one today. I'm going to go on with that. Will it change through today? Of course, you're still a human. Yeah. Thank you.
So if people want to get in touch with you, want to learn more about you, want to really know more about your incredible work and want to change their automatic negative thinking, their false narrative, they want to gain more freedom in every aspect of their life or try out a breathwork session, where can they find you? How can they get in touch with you, Karen?
You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram under my name, Karen Timer, T-H-E-I-M-E-R. And or you can go on to my website, which is my brand new website that I'm excited about, called Karen Timer, Karen Timer, spelling my last name, T-H-E-I-M-E-R, KarenTimer.com. And then you can check out my website and feel free, just drop me a message and say, hi, how are you? Here's how I heard about you from your podcast.
Yes, you should definitely do that. I can encourage everyone to get in touch with Karen. Because I only have the most amazing, amazing experiences when I meet you, when I work with you, whatever, whenever we talk. So there is always inspiration, insight, and so much value in what you have to give and to share.
Thank you.
I am so happy that you were my guest today in this show, in this episode, that you shared about your story, your wisdom, that you invited us into your world, your magic. Is there anything that you want to say to wrap it up?
I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Patricia, for doing everything that you do and sharing, you know, your podcast and interviewing people. And thank you for interviewing me and attracting in amazing people into your world, because we need to raise the vibration of love, not fear, right? And I find these podcasts do a lot. And so thank you for having me as my guest. And we just met not that long ago. So I feel like it's like, oh my God, we've been like best friends forever.
Absolutely. There's a reason.
So thank you.
Thank you for being my guest. And yes, what you just said, and this is what I heard back from someone who listened to another episode or some of the episodes, it's about raising the vibration because they were so happy about what was shared and also the attitude of how I talk about the human design of people, because you could just paint everything in black and white. You could put people into a box, but that's not my intention. My mission is to bring out the best in everyone. And if anyone out there is interested in knowing their human design or just having an amazing conversation, I highly suggest that, recommend that. I can't wait to meet anyone, maybe as a podcast guest or as just someone who shares and exchanges experiences.
And that one more thing, that human design, thank you for that, because you've just, again, it's like, it's just learning who you are, right? So everybody has to do that human design, for sure.
Should know who they are. Absolutely. This was another amazing episode of Magnificence, the one and only empowerment podcast that strikes a match and shines the light on the magnificence of my guests and, of course, on your magnificence. Thank you so much and bye for now.
Thank you for joining us for this empowering episode. To continue this journey of aligning with your true purpose and uncovering your magnificence, schedule an illumination call with Patricia at patricialindner.com. Please share this episode with someone who needs it and subscribe to the show on YouTube and your favorite podcasting platform. Join us again soon for another episode of Magnificence.